Well, let's bring in Brian Belsky. He's BMO Capital Markets Chief Investment Strategist to talk about what we're seeing today and what we could expect going forward. Brian, it's good to see you. You're out with a new note this week, raising your S&P target, year-end target, to 4,800. That's up from 4,500. Why are you more optimistic?
Well, thanks so much for having us, Sean. It's always a delight. I received a golf clap on that from most of my clients because they're like, 7%. Thanks a lot, Brian. But, you know, we've been bullish for several years, as you know. We came out originally in November of last year with a 4,200 target and then revised it to 4,500 in May and then moved it up again yesterday to 4,800. You know, the earnings power of the United States stock market continues to astound us, quite frankly. You know, we've been writing strategy research since 1993 and publishing as the lead strategist in terms of our market targets since 1997, Sean. So we have a process and a discipline in how we look at things. And I always like to underpromise and overdeliver. And I actually think that the $210 number could actually be too low. Our earnings continue to be very strong. I continue to believe that North America is the place to be. For those investors from a global perspective that are looking for U.S. exposure and they think that a 22 multiple is actually too high, we're looking at a 15 multiple in Canada in a country where the market and the economy is excessively correlated to the United States. So our call all along the last 10 years or so is as America goes, so goes Canada. And I think that's worked really well. There have been a lot of great companies up in Canada. That being said, I still think the place for stability and consistency for the long term are U.S. stocks. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to get a correction, because we are at some point. I'm not calling for a correction. I think it's a fool's game to call for corrections. I think it's too short-sighted and nobody can do it, no matter how smart they think they are. And so I'd much rather play the longer term trends of fundamentals, and fundamentals continue to improve and they continue to pace the overall overall world in terms of not only earnings, but GDP growth.
So, Brian, how does raising your target from 4,500 to 4,800 interact with the expectation that the Fed will taper before the end of this year? Because when you talk about correction, there are some people that are saying that might be the correction. So do you expect that to be the case, or is there another way that you feel the Fed's forecast is going to impact where equities go from here?
Great question, Brian. We've written a lot about this, and our work shows that, you know, technically, there's only been one taper. People forget that. And the market went down when Mr. Bernanke hinted of the taper. Market went down 5.8%, and then from there rallied 9.8%. And then when they eventually did taper from the beginning of the taper, the fourth quarter of 2013, I believe it was, to 12 months later, the stock market was up 10%. So what does all that mean? It means that a lot of this taper noise is noise exactly noise, number one. Number two, Brian, I'm not quite sure that the Fed is going to taper as fast as everybody thinks is. I think the Fed's going to continue to play defense, especially given the uncertainties of the variant and the increasing uncertainties with respect to what's going to happen in terms of going back to work. We continue to push that out. And so I think it's going to be a little bit longer than most people think in terms of the taper. I think the taper is more vapor than anything and more noise. And if you take two steps backward, Brian, and take a look at the historical perspective in terms of interest rates, we're still well below 2%, which is the average since the financial crisis, by the way. And the 60-year average on the 10-year Treasury is roughly 7%. So we've got a long ways to go in terms of seeing any kind of higher interest rates to impact the multiples of the market, let alone any kind of interest rate swap or move into higher interest rate or income products.
So, Brian, I'm not trying to pin you down here on timing, but I guess what do you think is the more realistic timeline then, if you think it's unlikely maybe that we will see something before the end of the year? Are we talking within the first month or two of 2022, or looking even beyond that?
You know, I don't know, Shauna, quite frankly, how many people on this network do come on and say, I don't know. But I think you have to kind of apply a little common sense. Maybe this is the Minnesota kid in me. Mr. Powell is up for election in February. I don't know if he's going to necessarily start the taper process and then hand the ball off to somebody. Hey, here you go. I don't know if that's going to be a necessary. I don't think that's going to be necessary. I don't think that makes a lot of sense. So, again, I think what we've learned through these financial crises the last 10 or 15 years is that everything takes longer than everybody thinks. And everybody wants to taper now because they want to know exactly what's happening. And, you know, the stock market's kind of like life. You don't need to know everything. And I think you have to apply some common sense here, Shauna. So I think you're going to hear it later in the first quarter in terms of how they define that. They're going to hand the ball off to the next person. Or if he's actually reelected, that'll be a more discerning moment in terms of what's happening with the taper. I know it's controversial and everybody seems to think taper is going to happen right away, but I would be surprised, especially what's going on with the variant. I think the Fed wants to play more defense than anything.
All right, Brian Belsky of BMO Capital Markets. We do certainly need more people coming on here and just saying, look, I don't know. I think that's a more intellectually honest way to be approaching things. But thanks again for hopping on Yahoo Finance this afternoon.